Silver bullet.
Hopefully somebody sends us cases.
Right.
Nothing wrong with free sponsorship. We had a team name last year. It was the Silver Bullets. And they definitely consumed.
Yeah.
All right, so we are streaming, and in about 1 minute, we'll be ready to go. So I'm going to start the camera on me, and then I'll pan out to you guys, but your screen won't change. It just records my screen, so we're good to go.
Okay.
All righty. I tell you, it's definitely really warm and humid here in New York right now.
Yeah, you too.
Where'd he go?
Where'd he got lost? Probably didn't charge his phone.
I'm here. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, good evening, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Around the Wifflehorn, presented by the Let's Go Sunday podcast. Today's the first of what we hope to be many new Around the Horn episodes involving teams playing in this October's United Wiffle National Championship Tournament. UW and LGS have teamed up to start booking registered teams for weekly spots on Monday nights here, 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And on that note, let's bring in our first guest from Texas. They were actually, I think, the first team to register for this event, which is fantastic because I don't think anyone's ever heard of them. The Whiskey Ducks. Fellas, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
Nice. So happy to have new blood, new Wifflers come to Wiffle Bowl, even if you guys might be a little older, but that's okay. It's still new, young blood, and we love to see it. So let's go around the horn real quick, introduce ourselves. We'll start with Coach. No, not Coach. James Weaver.
Yeah, I'm the coach.
Oh, you are the coach.
Oh, yeah. I'm 50 years old, so there's not much I could do. That's why I like this game, because I don't have to run.
Well, it's good to have you on the show. Jason, I guess you're the de facto captain since you're the one I've been reaching out to. Jason, welcome to the show.
Oh, nice to meet you. I mean, I'm just here to have fun. You know, it's looking forward to it and looking forward to meeting everybody, putting on a good show for everybody.
Nice. Love to see it. And finally, we'll bring in Rudy Trevino of the Whiskey Ducks. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. And one, I'm not as old as these two.
It's fighting words on the team, huh?
Love the passion on this team. So quick shout out to a couple guys who are on the team and are not here for various reasons tonight. We have Mike Silva from Robstown, Texas, Rudy Barrera, and John Perales, the other coach for the Risky Ducks. So there's your 2020 UW. Yes, James.
We are missing one more player since I'm really going to be coaching. He's probably going to take my spot. His name is Jared Andon. So he's part of this team too. Just
nice.
And then of course we have league players that play in the league, like Jimmy Hernandez. He's a Whiskey Duck. So yeah. There's quite a bit of us.
So yeah. Before we even get to UW later, is there a possibility for two Whiskey Duck teams?
There might be a medium pitch and a fast pitch.
Oh, that would be good.
Nice. As someone who runs a medium pitch up here in New York, that would be great if you guys flew up here. I would love to see that. So let's get right into it. Let's educate the people who are watching a little bit about who you guys are, where you guys are from. We'll start with James up on the top left here. What's your Wiffle background, and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, I really don't have too much Wiffle ball experience. We started with a couple of months ago. Got it from Jason's actually introduced us to us. So it's brand new sport for us. It's all I've ever done was play softball. Of course, baseball. I'm the oldest guy on the team. I'm 50, but it's like I said, it's fun. I'm enjoying this.
Nice.
I haven't been this excited since I played softball when I started. What, 1990?
50 is the new 35. So I don't know. You look pretty good to me. So good for you. Rudy's not having it. Let's hop over to Jason. So Jason, like I guess that James said, you pretty much introduced him and the other guys to the sport of Wiffle Bowl. What's your background? I know that you played college bowl. So talk a little bit about that and in general, what's your wiffle ball background?
Yeah, so I've been playing baseball since I was 4 or 5 years old, all the way through, you know, I played a couple of years of college. And then from there, I went on, me and James started playing softball. I was hanging out with them playing softball for years. And then once I got past that, I moved up to the Austin area because we're originally from South Texas. And I moved up to the Austin area. And then here, you know, I was bored with not doing anything. They didn't have, you know, they had softball, but, you know, it wasn't the same. It wasn't as competitive as when I was playing on James's team. So I was looking for anything else. And they have a social club here, like a sports and social club here in Austin. And I found wiffle ball. So, you know, I went and played a season there. And it was, I mean, we played indoors, but, I mean, it was probably the best time, the closest thing I'd ever found to baseball since leaving baseball. And so I wanted to get back into that. That's kind of where I played that season. And then after that season, they kind of canceled it. And I didn't find anything here in Austin anymore. I didn't realize Tim Dean was right down the street from me, and he'd been doing it for 20 years when I talked to him. And then I reached out to James, and I was like, hey, why don't we just start a league? And from there, it just grew from there. And, you know, here we are now.
That's a classic story of getting involved in wiffle ball. Like, I love it. Yeah. And I'm glad you said that about, like, that baseball comparison, because a lot of guys, especially fast pitch wiffle ball, you know, softball is fun, but you're right, it doesn't have that same drive as like a competitive right. baseball game. And yeah. and fast pitch wiffle ball is pretty much the closest thing you're going to get to a competitive baseball game. I know that's why I love it, that's why you guys love it, so that's really good.
Oh yeah,
let's run out the horn here with Rudy, who self-proclaimed the youngest guy on the team so far. So why don't we talk a little bit about your background, I guess, in baseball, softball, wiffle ball, whatever you got.
Well, I mean, straight out of high school, you know, played baseball through all my life. But right out of high school, met James, started playing softball. Then all of a sudden he said, hey, Jason wants to play wiffle ball, so I'll give it a shot. Well, we've been playing the season? The leader in the rankings in batting, right?
Absolutely. Right? I know, I'm batted 1,000, you remember?
You've only had 4 at bats. That's not fair.
I'm 1,000. Remember, I'm 1,000.
Whatever. 28 for 31, I think, something like that.
Yeah, you did good. Wow. You did. Yeah,
that's really impressive.
You're way up there.
Yeah.
Nice. He did. So I guess, are you the, I guess now, not only now you self-proclaimed youngest guy on the team, are you now the best player on the team, according to what I'm hearing so far?
No. Jason is the best pitcher on the team. That's hands down. Nice. Hands down. I just make contact with the ball. That's it.
Hey, listen, someone said that's half the battle, right? Baseball is the one sport where you can make contact only 1 out of 3 times and make it to the Hall of Fame. So absolutely. It's a pretty good deal to me. All right, so let's get into now United Wiffle Ball. You guys heard about United Wiffle Ball. I was part of the panel that put together that release show and all that pump up stuff. So we'll start backwards. We'll start with Rudy now. I guess when you first heard about UW, whether it was from Jason or James or somebody else in your league, what was your first reaction and how excited were you to maybe be part of this event?
Well, when I first heard about it, Jason, I guess, was already talking shit. So people were already running their mouths. I'm ready to go up there and actually show these guys what we got. You know, see if they can talk. See if their mouths can back them up.
I guess there's nothing worse than being on a team with a bunch of loudmouths and having to do their, you know, begging, I guess, for, you know, their bidding. If they're talking, you're the one who has to do all the hitting now. Right. Jason, when you heard about UW, what was your reaction? Well, I guess, how did you find out about it? And then what was your initial reaction to trying to get involved?
So I first heard about it on Facebook. You know, I hadn't set up our Twitter page yet. So, you know, the first thing that came up was, you know, for a couple of days, you kept seeing UWIF. And I was, you know, I asked Tim, I was like, what the heck's UWIF? And, you know, and no one would say anything. And then the announcement came and it was just like, yeah, I'm going to put us in that tournament. And we have to play in that tournament, you know, and talking and listening and, or just seeing what everybody else had been saying, champions this and been champions for the past 3 years. Well, y'all haven't played us. That's all I have to say. You can't be champions if you haven't beat us. So, you know, we're still new to the game, but we got some passion for the sport that I think we can shock some people.
Well, that's exciting to hear. I think the number one goal, well, not the number one goal, but like the number one word in wiffle ball the last year or so has been pash or passion. The fact that, you know, it you got to have energy. You got to be out there. You got to be willing to compete. You can't be afraid to win. It can't be afraid to lose. Well, I can't be afraid to lose. Just and have energy. Be loud. Have fun. And at the end of the day, as much as we want to play competitive wiffle ball, it's still a kid's game. So it's important to have fun and remind ourselves what we're doing. James, you alluded to before that you're a big softball guy. So when you guys, I guess, had the opportunity to be the skipper for the Whiskey Ducks wiffle ball team, what was going through your mind?
Oh, man, I was excited. Like I said, I haven't been excited like this since 1990 when I had the Rough Riders in softball. And then hearing about this United Wiffle Ball League, that's awesome. I mean, I like it that it's going to be organized. And Jason said it best. About everything, and we're pumped. We're ready to go. We're ready for this weekend. See what we got. See where we need to improve. You know, I'm ready to go.
Well, that's a perfect segue. Thank you, James. You could do this job better than me. Well, you guys are playing in a Tim Dean run Cedar City event this weekend. I guess it'll be your first taste of wiffle ball. I'm actually not sure. Is this a fast pitch or a medium pitch yard league event?
It's gonna be medium pitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. So I guess it's a little different, but still, I guess getting out there to play some competitive whiffs. I guess we'll start going around with James. What are you most looking forward to seeing from your team this weekend as a kind of like a measuring point?
Contact. We need and that passion, of course. That passion, contact, just, you know, and then we've practically played together before. So the chemistry's there. So we're definitely going to need that, the chemistry. And then we got a good group of other guys playing with us, guys that couldn't make it to this little live. I wish they were on here so they could put their words in there, but we got a good group of guys.
No doubt. Well, easily could do a follow-up show with those guys on a separate day, easily. Jason, you know, you have a pretty good baseball background. So, you know, yard league, obviously medium pitch is a little bit different. What do you expect to see from yourself as like I said with James, like a measuring stick? Like what's your expectation for this weekend?
So for me, myself, I just want to go out there and put myself back in competition. I haven't been in a competitive sport in probably a couple of years. So I want to build that level of competition back up, build that adrenaline back up that I used to have when I was in baseball, and just kind of start with the medium pitch and kind of get my groove going there. And then on August 1st, Tim's throwing a fast pitch tournament, and that's where we're in that one also. So we're kind of stepping our way up slowly to get to October, kind of like in baseball, you know, you work your way up till you get to October.
That's true. Nothing better than October baseball. Nothing better than October whiffs. And it is good that you are working your way into it. You don't want to just show up to, you know, a national championship in October, never played competitive whiffs before, never played anything organized. It would be very overwhelming. Now, at least you can kind of get some of that overwhelmingness out of the way so you can maybe be focused on the actual game itself when it comes to October. Rudy, Mr. 28 for 31, are you going to bat, you know, with about 1,000 this weekend? What's your expectation for this weekend?
Yeah, 1,000 would be nice. Try not to strike out. That's going to be my big thing. I'll be talking a lot of mess up there to the pitchers, but I'm going to try not to strike out.
that's always a goal. Now, I don't know. Actually, I haven't spoken to Tim too much about this event. At least when we run medium pitch events up here in New York, our yard league, you start with a strike. Is that what Tim is, the style of event that he's running down there?
No, I think you're starting with 0-0.
0-0, yeah.
Interesting. That's unique. Zero. I know that we moved to the one strike rule in yard a long time ago because we felt like it was, I don't know, we just felt like it was a very offensive game. So it was kind of like an easy way to be like, you know what, let's make it still offensive, but still maybe give the pitcher a chance to get a guy out because it is medium pitch. It is a little harder to get people out. So maybe starting with a strike.
I think he does have the caught looking rule.
Yeah, he does have caught looking rule in effect. So
on the first pitch or anytime in the
anytime.
Wow. Anytime.
I played an event like that. That's crazy. You know, you sit there, you're like, oh my God, I have to swing, but oh no, I don't have to swing. Oh wait, I have to swing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is true. All right. So, you know, I want to thank everyone who's been here watching so far. Again, we're here live with the Whiskey Ducks, one of the first teams to register for the 2020 United Wiffle Bowl National Championship Tournament this October in York, Pennsylvania. You can see some of the sponsors maybe behind me a little bit. Yep, kind of up here. Moonshot, Babs, Font Guy, now Vuk Grips, a lot of other prize. You guys are going to be in the raffle that's coming up in a few weeks, where since you're one of the first teams to register, you're going to be in the raffle to win a Moonshot bat. And then cool. A couple of other companies are donating full sets of uniforms. So before we get to our next segment, why don't you guys talk a little bit about the excitement of maybe having some of these raffles to run away with?
James, I'll let you run with that one.
Man, that'd be great. I mean, that's money coming out of my pocket.
Right. That is true.
I mean, definitely the bats. We're looking at the bats. I mean, Rudy and Jason could talk about how softball the bats. I mean, they run $300-$500.
Yeah,
and those are softball bats. So we're just barely starting to look at wiffle ball bats. We're
still playing yellow stick. So we're all the bats we've got right now are just all the original. So.
Yeah, we don't have any other bats but those yellow bats. We don't have nothing else.
Listen, that's how we all started playing, right? I mean, we used to go down the block. I used to go to play the Twins down the block, Gary and Keith Meredith. We used to take our yellow bat and little hockey tape and maybe a little bit on the end. And that's what we played for years. And
that's all you had. Heck yeah.
First time I played in a Golden Stick event, I was like, what are we using? Like, this isn't a wiffle ball bat. At least the modified ones, you know, you cut everyone at some point, you know, cut the handle off, maybe put like a broom handle in it, made it a little longer. Put like, you know, then they was putting like bike tire tubes instead of tape. And I'm like, what is this? Like, is this wiffle ball? Am I like a weird convention?
Yeah.
And then listen, Moonshot makes a great bat, but I think again for the non-wiffle, they're like, wow, this is a $225 wiffle ball bat. This is crazy. I mean, they do make cheaper ones, but still, you're like, I can't believe that the sport has gotten to this level where people are willing to pay that much for a bat.
Right. We do have a lumberjack, so I got to, you know, throw a shout out to Babs. He makes a good bat. Well, you know,
go get that.
Spotted actually. He left it in the safe house. It's gonna hang on the wall after we break it in.
It's a great bat. We started using them in our fall league last year, and they're really fun to use. It's different. Let's see that.
Look at that quality stuff. Oh, right.
That is beautiful.
Yeah,
you're gonna get high quality stuff from him, no doubt.
Absolutely. You know, and the first time I saw that, I think you were doing an unveiling. You had just gotten yours, and you were talking to one of the guys on the team.
Toast. I think it was Toast.
Yeah. And you were unveiling the bat, and I was like, "Whoa, I like that stuff right there. I'm gonna have to give you one of those."
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm still unboxing. I don't know if you watched it. I'm still unboxing that bag. It's ridiculous how it's tightly sealed and shipped it was. And it was, but it's a great bat, you know, and we were worried that, oh, I don't know, it's a wood bat. Maybe it's not as good. And then, you know, to be honest, I hit it a few times. And I'm like, you know, this bat, I don't know. But then, you know, you put the tire tube on it like you do a Moonshot bat. We played at a few winter events and I was like, this bat's sick. I love it. I just love having the option.
Absolutely. Heck yeah.
Good to know. All right. So we're going to pause for a second. We're going to deviate from the wiffle ball talk. Jason, you've been telling me all day we've got a special guest that's going to come on the show tonight. He's currently in the waiting room. So I want to let you kind of introduce him since he is your friend. He is your college buddy from the old Galveston days. So why don't you give a little background and then I will bring him in and we'll introduce him.
So I guess I'll just put his name out there. Keith Folk, you know, we played back together in 92, 93 in Galveston, you know, played a little bit of college ball, and then, you know, he went on to do bigger and better things, and I'll let him explain to you. I mean, probably a lot of y'all probably know who he is. I mean, watching him on TV and stuff, but he's a good guy, you know, good to talk to. He likes to sit there and talk baseball, talk with the ball, but yeah.
Nice. Well, without further ado, let's bring him in. I'd say I thanked him earlier for his service in 2004. I'll thank him again publicly as soon as he hops in here.
You there?
I hear you. I don't see you yet.
No, you can't. Let's see.
Gotta push the video.
There you go. He's a pro. He knows what he's doing.
I've never had to do. Why will that come up?
Well, while he's trying to figure that out, I will just reintroduce what Jason said. This is Keith Foulke. For those of you who don't know, he's a former professional baseball player. Most notably, played for the 2004 World Series champion Red Sox, who defeated the New York Yankees after being down 3-0, which when we were on the phone earlier, I reminded him how thankful I was being a Mets fan that his team was able to do that and at least give me some sanity to get through high school. So that's awesome that he's on the show with us today. I guess we'll, you know, we'll not worry about the video too much because we can still hear you.
Well, I don't know why it's not coming up.
Are you're on the iPad, you said, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess did you, when it says connect with computer audio or on the, do you have the stop video thing on the bottom? You can go to your, I guess, make sure the camera's turned on.
It's usually when you hit the plus button, doesn't usually come on.
I would think so. That's true. I don't know. I've never actually used it on an iPad before, so I'm not quite sure if maybe it's a little different.
Should I call you back real quick?
Do whatever you want. Yeah. We're live, pal.
Yeah.
We got all day. Great. That's we got all day. There's no rush. No commercial breaks. We're good. We're having a great time here.
Whoa. I'm fat. I got to eat.
Ah, that's fair. Yeah. Well, you know what? I forget that you guys are an hour behind. So I already ate an hour ago.
Yeah.
It was prime time dinner time.
Crushed two pieces of salmon, bro, before we got on this. Can you kick me out? Can I do that? That
kick
link
you
again?
Out. Wow. Let's try it again. I will. No, not you. Keith. It's Keith's iPad. And remove. Oh, it says no, you won't be able to rejoin. I don't want to do that. Oh, wait a minute. Sure. Let me see if I can fix your video.
I've done a ton of these. I've never had this issue before. Usually just pops right
up. I just sent
you
a request to start your video. Maybe it'll give you a prompt.
Okay.
There we go.
There you go.
Nice. Wow. Keith Foulke, welcome to the show. This is awesome.
There he is. The man behind the voice.
Wow. Well, listen, an honor to have you on the show. You've had an accomplished baseball career. I know you went to college with Jason. So I guess let's just start there. How do you know Jason and tell us a bit about your past?
Back in Galveston College, I allowed him to come in and work with us. I tried to mold him and, you know, try to make him the individual that he is today, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. You pegged me a couple times in the ass with a fastball that I still have the lace marks.
Well, that's good. That 84, but it's a firm 84.
I respect that because somebody who never threw hard in my life, I always like to tell people that. Yeah, listen, I threw 88, but it's a hard 88. You know, it's got some movement. Not quite great.
Not only was it hard, but it was straight.
Nice. So let's talk a little bit. You know, you mentioned that you played college ball with Jason. I guess, what have you done over the last, well, it seems like a long time now, 20 plus years to stay in contact with Jason? And then maybe talk a little bit about you play with? Are you interested in playing some wiffle ball this fall?
Yeah, we get together 3-4 times a year, you know, go out tequila tasting and stuff like that. It's one of those things, you know, it's funny with sports, you know, even after college, it's, you know, everybody goes their separate ways. And, you know, not only, you know, you get into your, you know, your after college, you know, professional baseball, whatever it is. And, you know, then you got families and we're spread out all over the country. So, you know, there's times where you kind of lose touch with people, but, you know, it's kind of funny how, you know, we kind of all end up coming back together at some point.
Right.
No, it's always important to remember your roots. I'm happy that, you know, Rob, who I run my Golden Stick League with, we actually met in college. So it's actually great. Sometimes in college, you meet some friends for life and you make them mold with some of your friends from childhood and you just have like a nice, big, happy family. And that's awesome to hear. So let me ask you the more important question, though. Are you going to play wiffle ball in this national championship in October?
You know what? We were talking earlier. My first introduction to wiffle ball the way it is now was, you know, back when I was in Boston and, you know, I don't know, it was 04, 05. Going by the park and I see these guys out there playing and I see, you know, they have this big thing set up behind the plate. So I'm just kind of stopped and watch them. You know, these guys are throwing, you know, they're making this ball move all over the place. You know, they're hitting with like a little broomstick. And I'm like, these guys are crazy. You know, and it's amazing to see what wiffle ball has turned into nowadays. You know, I have a bunch of, you know, the bat and wiffle ball, I go out to kids, but you know, it's I don't know. I might be better as a coach these days than I am as a player.
Well, unfortunately, the Whiskey Ducks already have two, maybe three coaches, so I don't know if they can have any more room on their team or coaches.
Well, that's awesome. Who's the GM? Maybe I can be the GM.
There you go. There you go. It's yours.
Nice. Well, listen, the boys also informed me that you are a proud father of three, so happy belated Father's Day. Do you play any whiff with your kids, the basic yellow bat and ball with the kids?
Yeah, I bought a bunch of them. Probably at the first part of the, you know, when we got the pandemic, we got locked down. So we they have like little green, you know, green belts by their house. So we go out there a couple times a week and, you know, wing it around.
That's awesome. I didn't want to interrupt you, but Jason was just showing a nice, beautiful Whiskey Duck jersey with your name on it, 29 Falk.
Oh, yeah.
Was that your number in Boston or Chicago or what other team? Or?
Yeah, so I ended up getting, I guess it was in Chicago. My second year in Chicago is when I was able to actually pick my own number. So
nice.
That's when 29, I was able to keep it the rest of the career.
Nice. That's awesome. So I guess while we have you here, we'll ask you a little bit about your baseball career. Again, you know, accomplished career. I was actually telling the boys before, I was going through your numbers from that 04 playoff run that you guys went on, which is a memorable run in all of baseball history. You had a sick postseason. You were 1-0, 1.8 ERA in 14 innings pitched with 19 strikeouts. That's awesome. Let's throw that out there. So kudos to you for helping the Red Sox win their first championship. And I guess it was 1,000 years. So that was awesome. Can you take us
pretty close.
Yeah. Take us back to that day. I guess, you know, I know you've talked about this series a million times, but I guess what was the one moment that you felt that maybe you said to a player or a teammate that you were like, you know what, I think we have a chance to come back and win this series in 7 and then obviously then win the World Series.
Oh, well, you know what, once we got, it all started in spring training. You know, that team was built to win the world championship. You know, we had an up and down season. We ended up getting a wild card. We didn't win the division. But after you ended up, you know, you find yourself down 3-0 against the Yankees, you know, it comes a point where you just kind of, you know, screw it, man. You know, what else can we do? You know, we've already screwed the pooch enough. And it got to the point where you start to, when the embarrassment started to wear off after game 3, you kind of look around and you're like, yeah, fuck it, boys. What are we gonna do? We're gonna win. We're gonna play tomorrow. We're gonna pack our stuff and go home. So it's like there's no negative to this. So you know we eliminate all the pressure. We come out there. We started playing good ball. Our pitching came around. You know, the hitting came around. You know, and 3. You know, you go into 4. You get into 5. Game 6 was a big game. You know, we got all the breaks we needed. We won the extra inning ball games. We just had everything was going in our way. And, you know, and after game 6 and once Johnny Damon in game 7 comes out, hits a couple home runs, you know, that's when it pretty much – that's when we knew it was done.
That was awesome. I remember my dad picking me up from a school event, and as soon as I get in the car and I hear John Sterling's whiny voice, oh, it's high, it's far, and I was like, yeah, let's go. I think everyone on the block must have thought we were from Boston, but all the Met fans, obviously in New York, I appreciate what you've done for the town that year.
We did it for you guys as well. Really,
you know, I know you still mad at us for 86, but you know, it is what it is. You know, we can all move on. But that was an awesome series to watch.
But you got to think 86, the Mets, who did the Mets beat to get to the World Series in 86?
The Astros, no, the Cubs. The
Houston Astros.
The Astros, right.
I mean, I grew up in Houston, so I grew up a huge, you know, Astro.
Oh, I was seeing where this was going. I was like, wait, what? Yeah.
And you got, I don't know if you remember back to that series, HPD threw a bunch of the players in jail during that series. So we were doing everything we could to win that series. We still couldn't win it.
I do remember that series. I believe I was still swimming around inside my father when that series was happening. So I do remember very vividly, very exciting series. I do remember, I mean, I love my history, so I've watched plenty of the shows about it. Now that 86 Mets team was definitely a group of characters, I'll tell you that. And you had Johnny Damon with the ridiculous beard in that series. So sometimes it takes characters on a team that come together, and sometimes it overcomes talent. It's just cause that energy and that passion you have, that's what helps you win games.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's great to have different personalities on the team, but it's also very important that the personalities are all going in the same direction. You know, there's been many a great team where personalities and individuals get sidetracked, and then they have their own agenda. Everybody's got their own agenda. You know, the old 25 players, 25 cabs kind of mentality. But right. As many characters and jokesters and you know, guys we had on that team, because it was a very veteran ball club. I mean, I had 6.5 years in the league, and I was one of the youngest guys on that team. So everybody had been, you know, we had World Series champions. We had World Series MVPs, Cy Youngs, batting champions, gold gloves. We had guys that had plenty of – I mean, the trophy room was filled. But the one that we wanted, you know, everybody was stayed on that path so we could, you know, we were able to – to use those personalities is a plus, but we're able to get it done in the run.
Awesome. For those of you who just joining us, I want to just give a quick little recap. We're here with the Whiskey Ducks, who have registered for this October's United Wiffle NCT. We're also brought in their friend, Jason's friend, special guest, Keith Falk, former Boston Red Sox pitcher. I mean, I keep saying Boston. I know you played for the White Sox, you played for other teams, but I feel like most people, when they hear your name, they're going to think of the Red Sox. So that's why I keep leading.
11 and a half, 12 years, whatever it was in the league. I'm only remembered for one. So,
you know, it's funny. I wrote notes.
I'm fine with that.
I only wrote 2004. Oh, you were traded in 03. I wrote that down, but mostly 04. That's correct. Hey, sometimes that's all that matters. I mean, right? You had a great career, but you know, at the end of the day, you may only remember that one season, and that one season is memorable. So that is awesome.
Obviously the Red Sox, you know, I mean, winning that was, you know, and how we won it, you know, that's what I'm remembered for. And Boston is that kind of town where they never forget. So, you know, that's fine.
That's true. That's true. I guess now we have you here. Now that we have you, excuse me, we'll ask you the elephant in the room. You were once a former player, obviously. You still work for an organization. What's your current take on the current issues between owners and players and trying to get a season done for MLB?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation. You know, I work with the Red Sox and the player development side of it. You know, obviously being a player back in the past. So, you know, you kind of get to where I've got to kind of straddle the fence. But, you know, as a fan, I wish they could get it done, you know, because I really miss watching baseball. And it's kind of funny for me to say that. But being a former player, you know, I know that the player and the players union is an extremely tight, you know, knit, you know, great union. And so they're going to do what they need to do to for their best interest. So, you know, and you're telling me earlier that the players turned down the owner's latest proposal. I don't even know what it was. So yeah, it's not looking good.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess all we can do is hope. And if not, you know, spring training starts in, you know, what, 7 months?
That's fair. I know it's a shame. I know we all understand that this is obviously a unique year. And, you know, I don't think, you know, people are blaming both sides. And I think it's just an unfortunate circumstances, really. And we hope that at some point there'll be baseball played. And I don't think they'll go the replacement player route, but I don't know enough about the situation.
I don't even think that's an option.
Maybe Jason will get a tryout, though, if they do go that
way. Well, hey, you know, when we got the KBOs on TV all the time, maybe that's what they should start doing. Maybe they should start putting competitive wiffle ball, you know, as a filler in there. We should start getting regions like a true tournament. Every city with the big league ball club should put together a couple teams.
Heck yeah.
This is being recorded.
See, that's the GM talking right there.
I agree.
The Whiskey Ducks. Where are the Whiskey Ducks? Where's the home? Is that Corpus?
Yep. Corpus, Texas. Yep. Corpus,
yeah. So I don't know what region you guys are going to play out of, but, you know, we'll figure it out.
I mean, Texas is a big state. Texas could probably have its own region at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I guess, you know, again, Keith, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us tonight. I'm going to open up to the panel of Jason, James, and Rudy if they have any things they want to say. I want to say hi. Jason, you have anything you want to say to your buddy here?
We need to get together again soon. It's been a while, so looking forward to that. But also, I just wanted to say that, you know, going to these big tournaments, the big tournament, you know, like I was mentioning when I was talking crap to a lot of people online, just that this situation is really a win-win for our team, for Texas wiffle ball in general. You know, we're going to go out there, we're going to learn from the best, which is what we want to do, and we're going to bring that home and build other teams that eventually win one of those national tournaments. And
there you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe you said Pennsylvania?
York, Pennsylvania, yeah.
Oh, York. That's actually, well, what's the York, the baseball team there?
Yeah, that's actually where we're playing the event is at the York Revolution Stadium, People's Bank Park.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice park. I played in 2009. I played in that Atlantic League for a few months, and so I played there. That's a beautiful part of the country. So yeah, I'll try and make it to that one. Probably won't make it to the All-Star game this weekend, but I'll try and make it in October.
Well, we have your jersey.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Nice.
Get this thing.
Listen, we'll tell you what, Keith, if you do are serious about coming down in October, please let me know. We'll work something out. Again, thank you for being on the show. Any shout outs you want to give anybody on your mind, or any companies you're pushing, or any, I don't know, what are former professional athletes do besides, I guess, being fathers and work?
Well, we got two ex-wives. We got many failed businesses, but the latest one is got a tequila company that's, you know, kind of took a hit once all the pandemic started. But hopefully we should have Santa Leyenda tequila, have it imported here in the next couple months once Mexico gets up and get everything in bottles and stuff. And maybe when all that happens, we can get back together and, you know, talk about it and share a little bit of it.
Oh, I mean, that sounds like it should be the exclusive tequila provider of United Wiffle Ball. So that sounds good to me.
I'll tell you what, that's one thing. And that's one thing of being the, you know, the former athlete is I really want to do is I want to get it into the off markets, you know, the places where you ever think, you know, why not sponsor these league tournaments and stuff like that, you know? I mean, it's a quality tequila, so it's one of those things I'm not afraid to put it out there.
Well, I think you've made it.
I'm a tequila drinker.
I do love tequila. I'll say, I think you've made it to the off market. You're doing a Wiffle Ball podcast on a Monday night, so I think you've made it to that off market. So congratulations.
You might have to change the team name to Tequila Ducks.
It can't be. That's true. Well, now before Keith goes,
we'll figure out a new name for it.
Before Keith goes here, what is the basis besides, like, I asked you guys what the team name was based on before. What is the Whiskey Ducks part of it? You got the blue and whatever, but where does it come from, Whiskey Ducks?
Well, the Ducks, it's a Las Vegas thing. So whatever stayed in Vegas stays in Vegas.
whatever happens in Vegas.
There you go. Nice. There you go. So think about it.
I mean somebody probably did late night swimming in one of the fountains or something.
That we'll save that for the private post podcast. That we'll
hear nothing there. You're saying, James.
Oh no, Rudy's outside. He's ruining everything. Hate to see it.
Rudy.
That's all right.
Youngsters.
All right. Well, we'll let Keith go. We know he's got dinner, or he just had dinner, but I'm sure he's got to help his one of his ex-wives or kids, whatever he's got to do. Keith, really appreciate you coming again. What did you say? Sorry.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah. I'm staying at my mom's house during all this stuff. So.
Yeah, well, listen, stay safe. Be careful. And again, thanks for being on the show, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. You guys be well. See you down the road. See you in October.
All right.
Let's do it.
Thank you, Keith.
Alrighty.
Take care, guys.
All right, later.
Well, that was awesome having Keith Falk on the show. That's definitely the most important person I've talked to on the show in ever, forever. So that was cool. Jason, I want to thank you for getting him on the show. That was awesome, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You know, anything, like I said, anything I can do to help grow the sport, I'm willing to do. I mean, I'm willing to go wherever, play whoever, whatever it takes.
I just want to have fun. I mean, I'm thirsting for some tequila right now, to be honest with you. I'm like, that sounded so good. I was like, oh man, it's like I said, it's so steamy out right now. We'll love a nice, even you don't really drink tequila on the rocks, but on a night like tonight, you can drink tequila on the rocks. It'd be okay.
Absolutely. Heck yeah.
So let's just reset. For those of you just tuning in, we just had Keith Falk on, former baseball player, former college player of Jason Rendon from the Whiskey Ducks. They are, if not the first, one of the first teams to sign up for United Wiffles National Championship Tournament this October at York Revolution Stadium, People's Bank Park in York, Pennsylvania. Registration is open now. There's an early bird registration going on until July 15th, where you could be entered into a raffle to win a variety of prizes. We're actually going to do a raffle for tonight, but to be honest with you, I forgot. I left the bucket of hats and names somewhere else, so we'll do it later in the week. No big deal. Nothing wrong with more content. But you guys will be involved in that, so that's exciting. I want to thank you guys again for being on the show. So let's wrap it up here real quick. I guess we'll start with James and we'll finish up with Rudy. What's one thing that you're most looking forward to in general this summer, now that, you know, I know Texas isn't necessarily in the best spot when it comes to COVID now, but getting outside, trying to get back to normal, what's the one thing you guys are really looking forward to doing?
Meeting competition. Meeting, you know, just making new friends. I mean, this is a whole new sport for us. So I'm looking forward to meeting new guys.
Absolutely. I you know what, as a guy who runs leagues, I think at this point I have more fun getting new guys into leagues than necessarily catering to the old guys, because the old guys are always going to be here. They love Whiffs, they're going to be here. But I love when I get a message from a new guy or a new team and they show up and they play, then they have fun, and then they come back and it's like, oh, yes, this is great.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have
optimistic that's gonna happen.
We're gonna have a lot of fun. And then being as a team, you know, the chemistry with us, I mean, we enjoy being around each other.
Yeah,
hacking on Rudy.
Yeah, 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 I do that.
Like, you guys seem like a good bunch. I'm actually looking forward to like the pre-tournament beers we're gonna drink.
Oh, yeah. I don't drink and play.
No, Rudy does not drink. That's one thing he does not do.
Drink and play or drink?
After the tournament.
I'll drink after, but I won't drink beer.
I was adjusting my computer. I had a little internet connection issue there, which is weird. My Wi-Fi is right here. Jason, same question to you. What do you look forward to most doing, or what have you been doing, or what you got?
So for me, like James said, the team's got good chemistry. For me, it's going and learning from the best guys that are in the sport right now. And like I said, bringing that home and teaching the younger guys like Rudy and the, you know, some of the guys in our league have kids that are at that age that they want to play, you know, but we're still trying to learn the rules ourselves. So to learn from the best and bring those home and kind of get those kids, you know, on the right path and learning just what it is to be in a sport, be on a team, you know, things like that.
Couldn't agree more. As someone who's a teacher, I'm always like trying to get like the middle school kids to come out at least one tournament a year and be like, listen, this is the new generation, right? You guys love baseball. Well, you should love wiffle ball too. It's just as fun.
Absolutely.
And your whole team of nine can really be three wiffle ball teams. So let's go.
All right,
Rudy, we'll finish up with you, man. Self-proclaimed best player on the team. What are you going to do during now that we have some open time coming up?
Man, I just got to practice. That's basically all I'm going to do. I'm ready for all this competition that everybody keeps saying there is, but I don't know. We'll see when we get there, I guess.
Yeah.
I can't speak for Tim Deems tournaments, but I would expect there'll be some good players there. So hopefully it'll be a good, like I said earlier, a good measuring stick for you guys. So hopefully you'll be able to come out of that with some confidence and maybe we'll do a follow-up show later in the year and you guys can continue to talk smack and bring in the rest of your teammates and have a nice show and have a good time.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm down.
All right, gentlemen. We've been on here for 40 minutes. I think we've had a lot of fun. Any final thoughts?
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Get her done.
Let's go. All right, guys. So on behalf of Let's Go Sunday and United Wiffle, again, I want to thank the Whiskey Ducks for being on the show, James Weaver, Jason Rendon, and Rudy Trevino. We want to thank our sponsors that are littered behind me, as well as some of the new sponsors that will be coming up in the future. Again, registration is open, everybody. Get it in. Let's play some whiffs in October.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. I'm your host, Anthony DiOria. With that being said, have a great night. Be safe.
All right. Take it easy.
All right, guys.
All right, bye-bye.